This is HDN.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last.
Thursday, July the 10th in the Beaver Bank Bunker. It's Jamie and Lisa.
And the province is going to be doing something about those people who leave dogs in hot cars.
Good. What are they going to do?
Yep. They
are castration, I say.
They are going to be rewriting the legislation that will actually untie the hands of police, and they'll be able to do more with those complaints. In particular, write tickets. And this comes on the heels of a number of calls that have come in over the past few years. The number of calls seems to be increasing.
Okay, but just wait a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Write tickets. So there's a dog caught in a car,
yep,
dying in the back seat of heat exhaustion, and the cop's just going to stand there and write a ticket and slip it under the windshield?
No, that's what this new legislation is all about. I mean, right now, the police do have the authority, as Constable Don Jenkins explained. If they see an animal or a child in distress in a hot car,
they can break the window.
They can break the window.
Yep.
And get. But once that happens, and this is exactly what happened at Costco this past Sunday. Small dog left in a car with just the window open a crack, and the owner is inside at Costco. Now, come on, let's face it. You're not going into Costco running out in 2 minutes with a container of milk. I mean, you're at least...
It might be, but it'll take you like six guys and a dolly lifter to take the milk out of there. It's Costco after all. Come on.
Exactly. You're not getting out of there for anything less than $200 and at least an hour of your time. So that person knew that they were in for, you know, a bit of a stay.
Well, you know, the thing is, I honestly think people think that they can leave their dogs in the car with the window open a crack. If you leave the windows open, or I've heard people say this, if you leave a window open on both sides, then you get the cross ventilation. So it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not fine.
No.
It's far from fine.
And the law right now says the police can definitely smash out the window to get that dog and get it to safety.
Right.
But once the owner comes back to the vehicle, it's just a very stern, don't you do that ever again. And everyone goes about their business. But under this new legislation that hopefully will be passed in early fall, so not in time for this summer, but definitely for next, the police will be able to write a ticket to that person as well. So it's more than just a don't you ever do that again.
Oh, so this is an after-the-fact ticket.
This is an after-the-fact ticket, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, still no word on what or how much this ticket is going to be, but it's got to be something meaningful. I mean, you know, $50 just ain't going to cut it. It's got to be, what, $500, $1,000 fine? I mean, something in that realm.
Something to stop people from taking their animals out in the car with them when they go to Costco, for instance.
Yeah, exactly.
Or make people think twice when they have their dog in the car and they go, hey, maybe I should just drop into Costco now. No, you can't. You've got the dog in the car. I mean, you wouldn't do that with a baby.
Well, no.
Well, if that one person did down in the States, but that's another story altogether.
So
it'll just make you think twice. No, I agree with that.
And a lot of businesses around Metro are actually stepping forward and saying, hey, guess what? We are dog friendly. You can bring your pet into our establishment or a lot of the outdoor patios. I know the old Triangle Ale House, they have a dog-friendly place. They declare it so, and they say, hey, absolutely, we'd rather see the dog have a nice cold drink of water on the patio than stuck in a car with the windows up. So good on them for being a dog advocate.
But I hope the police check and double-check before they smash the window out. There's always the story that you like to tell. You are so caring. Lisa cares so much about our dogs that she went into the store and actually left the air conditioning on. You locked up the car.
Oh, I used the remote car starter, yeah.
And so it was on, and the air conditioning was on. Dexter.
Yeah, this was back when we just had the one dog.
And somebody gave you a stern talking to when you came out to your car. How dare you leave him in there with the windows rolled up on a hot summer day? And you opened up the window and this cool blast of
Arctic blast
Arctic weather.
Emotion.
Yeah. But you know what? If you are planning on doing that, another thing is a lot of these starters will only start the car for a short period of time. I've seen that happen where somebody thinks that they can lock the door and lock the dog in and start the car from their car starter and everything's fine because you have the air conditioning on. 5 minutes in the store, the car shuts off and you've not only have a dog in the car, but no windows cracked.
Yeah.
And exactly. So be very, very careful if you try to do that.
Oh yeah. And I mean, this was a very isolated case. I was stopped at Avery's. I ran in to get a container of milk and I was out in less than 3 minutes. I mean, this was a strategic and
plus
I left the air conditioning. Yeah, it's not like I went into the grocery store for a full shop.
Let me just put this into perspective. When Lisa goes into the store and leaves me in the car, she turns it off. She doesn't even leave the air conditioning on for me.
See, there you go. Things a little stinky if you're heading across the Canso Causeway these days. On the east side of the causeway, just below the busy Port Hastings Visitor Information Center,
mm-hmm.
Well, lies a decomposing fin whale. And I guess there's a bit of a pissing match going on as to who exactly is in charge of removing said whale. The municipality says, that's not our jurisdiction. The province and the feds say, no, it doesn't belong to us. So
it's just staying there rotting?
Well, they sit there and argue about it. The 15-meter carcass, which washed ashore a week ago.
15-meter carcass?
15 meters,
wow,
yeah.
that's a big mammal there.
And that's a big stink in the meantime.
Is this one of those cases where the decomposing whale could actually blow up? I mean, you've heard of that, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
They can explode when they...
Yes, they can.
Decompose.
Don't know. Not sure. I mean, it all depends on the condition of said carcass, right? If it's...
Well, what makes them explode? Is it the gases that the bacteria gives off
yes.
as they eat them from the inside out?
Yep.
See, I'm pretty scientific there.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, when it comes to stink,
your stink.
I know my stinks.
So Nova Scotia Power's CEO took to the trails today. Bob Hanf apologized for the communications boondoggle that surrounded the post-Arthur cleanup. The CEO was actually on site up Port Hastings way, where a lot of the heavy-duty restoration work continues.
Right.
And he did apologize, and I'm telling you, never let it be said that there's special treatment for certain Nova Scotians because of the... Well, a couple thousand Nova Scotia Power customers still without power.
Mm-hmm.
The premier.
Oh, I know. I saw that. I thought, oh, he's not growing that beard back again, is he? To which you replied, no,
nope.
he doesn't have power.
He just hasn't showered in a few days.
We've got the ripest premier in the country.
God love him. Now, you might have seen this floating around on Facebook because it is very funny and extremely well written. A woman by the name of Janet Lunn wrote on her Facebook page an open letter to Nova Scotia Power after Tropical Storm Arthur. To CEOs, board of directors, and decision makers for Nova Scotia Power, I am sitting here scrambling to get work done before sundown after being told for the fifth time that there are no power outages in my neighborhood. I have 3 voicemails on my phone advising me that you have restored my power. I was shocked to hear this yet again because my lights still don't work and the hot water is still very, very cold. She says, remember that time my power was out for 2 days due to fog? Convinced I must have misheard you, I asked again why my power was out since the weather was calm, no accidents had occurred, and there was no reported beaver sightings gnawing at the power poles in my neighborhood. The reply was, there was fog on the lines.
Fog on the lines.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that's the salt fog, isn't it?
Yes, the infamous salt fog.
Yes.
In 1 year at my previous residence, my power went out over 15 times. In a 10-day period, it went out 3 times during what weather forecasters refer to as drizzle. I spent the equivalent of 2 months that year with no power. That's kind of excessive, wouldn't you think? I asked about replacing lines and was told the lines were fine. For 10 years, I was told the lines were fine. Meanwhile, whenever my neighbor's dog farted, my power was out for 3 days. The letter then goes on to list all of the estimated time of restoration that she has read and seen in the last 5 to 7 days. And she says, your idea of an estimated time of restoration is akin to a blindfolded monkey throwing feces at a dartboard. Basically, you wait to see where the shit sticks and call it.
I have advice for her, though.
Yeah.
If you want to see Nova Scotia Power act quickly, don't pay your bill. They'll be on you like stink on a monkey.
Oh, and she actually, I mean, it is a very long letter. I've just pulled out some of the gem quotes.
Yeah.
You can smell the frustration from this woman.
Why don't we post it on our Facebook page?
Absolutely. Yeah, it is well worth the price of admission. I'll put that up there right away.
That's facebook.com/thehalifaxdailynews.
A couple of new scams making the rounds. These ones are, innovative to say the least. Mm-hmm. Over the past few days, folks have reported to the Mounties that they've received a phone call from a man who claims to be an RCMP constable. Now, that's ballsy.
Yeah.
The caller tells people that he's collecting money to fund an RCMP anti-bullying book. And then that's when the man requests donations of $100 to $300. So what usually happens after that, they're asked for a credit card number.
Well, it's the police, of course.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Should be all right.
Exactly. But when the citizen says that they're not going to provide a credit card information over the phone and perhaps you could send me something in the mail, they say, sure, no problem. We'll transfer you to another department. And the call mysteriously ends.
A lot of people are going to be intimidated by that. I mean, when the cops call you,
it's like,
quick, give them some money. Hide the stash.
The other one, boy, this one's really innovative. This one came from Tantal at RCMP, who got a complaint from the public. They were contacted through email by someone alleging an assassin is going to be assigned to kill them if they don't pay extortion money. Whoa, that's heavy duty.
That's big time heavy duty. I think
you just
entered a whole new level of the criminal
yes,
code there,
congratulations,
buddy.
Congratulations, you just kicked it upstairs.
Well done. Well done. That's like the difference between, mugging somebody and then mugging somebody and blowing their freaking head off. You know, it's just, you go to a whole different court
That's right.
room. They don't sit you in the waiting room with everybody else. You got your own private place there with bars and a whole bit. Wow.
So, hey, looking to get a jump on the weekend, just a reminder that the Lebanese Festival is coming up this weekend. And my heavens, that is a good time at the, the Dirty O?
Well, it's actually next door. It's at the church there. That's right by that stupid intersection. You know what? I haven't gone on a rant in a while. And I want to go on a rant about that intersection.
Oh.
That is the stupidest thing. You know what I'm talking about. Windsor Street, Chibucto, and
Kennard.
And Kennard. So Chibucto ends at Windsor Street, and then Kennard begins on the other side of Windsor Street. You don't drive straight to go from one street to the other there, but yet they have lights there, and they treat it as a four-way intersection. So if you want to go straight, you have to go straight into the intersection, then turn right, and then turn left to continue along the way. Well, that makes it a real pain in the ass if you happen to be a pedestrian. Or if you're wanting to turn left, and the other person that is going straight is way the hell over on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You
can't. Yeah.
It's just the stupidest thing. Could you maybe
stop taking drugs while you're planning our streets?
Well, no, I think they planned the streets back when there was like two completely different streets. They were never meant to be in an intersection. That's why the name changes at Windsor Street. So why would you just put a set of lights? Oh, that's close enough, Jim. Just put some lights up there. I mean, you can't. You do understand what I'm talking about.
I do indeed, yes.
If you're going down Chibucto and you want to turn left onto Windsor Street, usually when you're turning left, you wait until all the oncoming traffic has gone. Well, you can't tell where the oncoming traffic is because it's way the hell over on Kennard, turning right and then left and then swerving around. I mean, I have seen so many accidents there. It's just insane. There's my thing. Anyway, having said that, there's a wonderful festival right by that area called the Lebanese Festival. It's on this weekend.
Yeah, that's right. It's at San Antonio's Orthodox Church right there on the church grounds. It starts tomorrow and goes until 13th. I guess that must be Sunday.
Great food.
Oh, my Lord. Yes.
Great outfits as well and a lot of gold. Every time I go there, there's people wearing a lot of gold.
Dance performances all weekend and all sorts of Lebanese community groups will be represented. And did we mention the food? Yeah, a lot of it is held outdoors as well to give it an authentic festival experience, all kinds of kids' activities, live music, a wine tasting on Saturday and Sunday evening, and
food.
There's going to
food.
Happy food. Yeah, lots and lots of food. So
good food, too.
It is great. I mean, they're expecting about 30,000 people to stroll through there in the next 3-4 days. So good luck. And again, it's at the Olympic Community Center, the corner of Windsor and Kennard Street. And they've got their own Facebook page at Lebanese Festival Halifax.
I wonder how many cars have gone right up on the grass of the church grounds there, just thinking that they were going straight through the intersection.
Sure, more than a few.
Not knowing that they had to do a 90-degree angle to the right and then another 90-degree angle to the left just to continue going straight. All right, that's enough ranting. That's enough of us chewing your ear off. Go forth and enjoy your Thursday, and we'll be back to wrap up the work week Friday morning.
Until then.